Of late, the Indian government has been showing very good interest in having a proper strategy for the external affairs and maintaining harmonious relationships, especially with the eastern countries. India and Taiwan in this context are celebrating 25 years of their partnership. However, the growing relationship has been a low-key affair as India has been hesitant to acknowledge the improving ties in public. Although there are mutual efforts between Delhi and Taipei that have enabled a range of bilateral agreements which span across agriculture, investment, cooperation in the customs area, civil aviation, industrial cooperation and other areas, I think the time has come now to recalibrate the relationships between these two states. A political framework is to be created, and that is a prerequisite to doing this. Both the partners have increasingly deepened their mutual respect for each other, which is underpinned by the openness, and both of them are democratic in nature and they have diversity as the key principle for the growth. The shared faith in freedom, human rights, justice and rule of law continues to strengthen this partnership. And to even further strengthen this partnership, both sides can create a group of empowered persons or a task force to chart out a roadmap in a given time frame. The political will is the key over here. India has been in the forefront of the fight against COVID-19. Likewise, Taiwan's handling of the pandemic and its support to many other countries underlines the need to deepen healthcare cooperation. India and Taiwan already collaborate in the area of traditional medicine, but now the time is perfect to expand cooperation in the field of healthcare as well. Maintaining air quality has become a managed challenge for the Indian government, and stubble burning is an important reason for severe air pollution in the northern belt of the country. Taiwan could be a valuable partner in dealing with this challenge through its bio-friendly technologies. Such methods are applied to convert agricultural waste into value-added and environmentally beneficial renewable energy or biochemicals. This will be a win-win situation as it will help in dealing with air pollution and also enhance farmers' income. Further to this, both the countries can also undertake joint research and development initiatives in the field of organic farming. India and Taiwan need to deepen their connect between the people to people as well. Cultural exchange is the cornerstone of any civilizational exchange. It not only helps one appreciate another culture, but also helps in overcoming prejudices and cultural misunderstanding. Tourism is the key tool in this exchange. However, Taiwanese tourists in India are a very small number. The Buddhist pilgrimage tour needs better connectivity and visibility in addition to showcasing incredible India's diversity. This will accelerate the flow of Taiwanese tourists, and with the Taiwan Tourism Bureau partnering with Mumbai Metro, Taiwan is trying to raise awareness about the country and increase the inflow of Indian tourists. The trade relations also have grown significantly. India, as we all know, is a huge market that can cater to the products from the Taiwan country, and it also poses a lot of investment opportunities to the multiple corporates in Taiwan. Taiwan's reputation as the world leader in semiconductor and electronics complements India's leadership in information technology-enabled services. This convergence of interests will help create new opportunities. India's recent strides in the ease of doing business ranking not only provides Taiwan with lucrative business opportunities, but also help it mitigate its over-dependence on one country for investment opportunities. The signing of a bilateral trade agreement in 2018 was an important milestone. There are around 200 Taiwanese companies in the field of electronics, construction, petrochemicals, machine, information and communications technology, and auto parts operating in India. Despite the huge potential, Taiwan investments have been paltry in India. Taiwanese firms find the regulatory and labor regime daunting, with stray incidents such as the incident in the Wistron plant last year creating confusion and mistrust. Policymakers need to coordinate better with the business community to help them navigate the regulatory and the cultural landscape for better ties.